McGraw-Hill Audio presents Going Low, How to Break Your Individual Golf Scoring Barrier by Thinking Like a Pro. Written by Patrick Cohn, Ph.D. Narrated by Lloyd James. Chapter 1. Breaking Free of Mental Barriers. Jack Nicklaus won an astonishing 20 majors in his career. Babe Dietrichson Zaharias won a staggering 27 tournament titles in 1947. Byron Nelson won an implausible 11 titles in a row in 1945 and finished with 18 wins that season. Sam Snead won a record 81 career PGA Tour victories. These well-known and long-standing records may never be broken. With so much depth of talent on the professional tours today, it will be very difficult to break records, such as Brian Nelson's 11 titles in a row. Obviously, athletes, including golfers, don't set records or shatter them unless they possess tremendous skill. But even more central to surpassing past records are a player's self-defining limitations about what he or she thinks is possible to achieve. Humans have much greater resources for success than they tend to use. Scientists say that we use only 10 to 15% of our brain's capacity, for example. Golfers are similar in that they often stifle their own success with self-imposed psychological limits. Self-limiting behavior comes in many forms. It includes preconceived notions, unhealthy expectations, and irrational thoughts you may have formed about your abilities, skills, and chances of success. The sum of your experiences over a lifetime, your upbringing, your education, and your interaction with others, have shaped your beliefs and expectations. Some of these beliefs are rational and helpful, and others are irrational and harmful. The purpose of this chapter is to teach you how to identify and eradicate the beliefs that impede your success in golf, as well as in other endeavors in your life. If you examine the psychological makeup of history's greatest athletes, the ones who have broken long-standing records, you'll see that a pattern exists among them. These athletes have the ability to rise above their own expectations and break records that were considered beyond reach. It's clear that these people were not conformers. They were not confined by the expectations of others. Somehow, the great record-breaking athletes buffered themselves against the negative, constrictive, expectations of others. They were open-minded to the idea of breaking records that most people considered out of reach. Sporting records that have stood the test of time represent the highest achievement of human potential, and thus become both mental and physical obstacles for athletes to break through. Once an athlete overcomes a mental or physical barrier, suddenly, the barrier no longer exists, and new expectations or limits of what is possible are formed. Perhaps the classic case of this is Roger Bannister, the first person to run the mile in less than 4 minutes. Before Bannister broke the mile barrier, scientists believed that it was physically impossible for a human to cover that amount of ground in less than 4 minutes, because the previous record time of 4:01.3 had stood for 9 years. Bannister broke the 4-minute mile barrier in 1954 with a time of 3:59.4. That changed everyone's thinking about the mile run. Within 4 years of Bannister's run, 16 other runners had broken the barrier. In hindsight, Bannister's time seems more impressive because he ran it in a 15-mile-per-hour crosswind with gusts that reached 25 miles per hour. It took a decade for the next untouchable barrier to be broken, when New Zealand's John Walker ran the mile in 3:49.4. When asked to explain his record run, Bannister said, "It's the ability to take more out of yourself than you've got." This is a crucial point that we will certainly revisit. Another record-breaking feat that awed the sports world was Bob Beamon's long jump at the 1968 Olympics. Beamon made a leap of 29 feet, 2.5 inches, setting a record that would stand for 23 years. What's amazing about his jump is that no one had ever before jumped even 28 feet. In the same jump, Beamon became the first long jumper to clear the 28-foot and 29-foot